Three-quarters of young Pakistani girls are not enrolled in primary school, and the number finishing 5 years in education has declined, a new United Nations and government report has revealed. The report says completion rates to the fifth year of schooling have declined in the past 5 years, and that in absolute number, out-of-school girls outnumber their male counterparts. It says females in Pakistan are denied their basic right to education, either because of economic necessity or as a consequence of the destruction of their schools by militants. The report also adds that 55% of all Pakistani adults are illiterate, and among women, the rate is closer to 75%.
Most parents with meager income and high inflation cannot afford to educate their children. Secondly, in the remote areas where schools are being blown up, parents will never expose their daughters to the danger.
The findings expose the miserable state of education for millions in Pakistan, where insurgency and militancy have posed grave threats to education, particularly education for girls.
No doubt the militancy has reflected irreparable losses on education, especially on girl education in Pakistan and especially in Fatah and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. On the other hand, the government has also not given its due attention to the education, because according to the UN Charter, every nation must spend at least 4% of its GDP on education. But here, even 2% of GDP is not spent on education. Furthermore, there is also lack of awareness among the parents.
In the past several years, since pro-Taliban militants have launched a violent insurgency in the country, they have destroyed over 60% of schools in the country's restive northwest. In a campaign against education, particularly for girls, in the troubled tribal regions of the country, pro-Taliban militants have destroyed more than 450 schools, leaving tens of thousands of students deprived of their education. In October, pro-Taliban militants shot 15-year-old Malala Yousafzai in the head to silence her campaign for the right to an education. President Asif Ali Zardari has recently pledged $10 million to help educate girls by 2015 as a part of a global fund set up in Malala's name. This, as experts say, the country is lagging behind on its Millennium Development Goals, including education. Zahid Hussain, Press TV, Peshawar.